Hey, it's me, just a guy on the internet, and welcome to my show. Today we'll be talking about something that's kind of on everyone's mind, the state of the race, kind of how we got here, why we got here, and just what's going on. So first we'll talk a little bit about polls, and by the end of it, hopefully there'll be a bit less fear and a bit more clarity, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of polls flying around here, you know, this person's up 3 points here, this person's down 2 points there, and most of these polls are bullshit. The reason for this is that there's two basic kinds of polling. There's RV, which is registered voters, and registered voters is anyone who's ever been registered to vote ever. So even if you were, you know, you graduated high school in the 70s and you registered to vote right then, and then you never vote ever in your entire life, you're included in registered voters. So registered voter polls don't really mean anything. That's generally just to sell a headline, to push something. The other kind of polls are called LV, or likely voter. And these are people who voted the last 3 out of 4 elections. They're going to be the ones who decide this election. They're the people who are kind of engaged, and they follow the news and all that. And maybe some of them don't, but either way, they're the people who actually vote. So the race is down to Trump, don't remember that guy's name, versus Harris Waltz. And right now it's kind of a toss-up. Polls mostly say, at least the ones that are they're pretty firmly rooted, that Kamala Harris is ahead. But it still, for some reason, feels like it's Donald Trump's race to lose. I know that feels strange, and that's an odd thing. I'm not taking sides on this. It's just how it feels. So, you know, if Kamala won, she'd be the first woman president, and that would be an interesting thing to see. But no one's acting that way. No one's acting like she's gonna win. Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both acting like Donald Trump is winning. So the campaign's got their own internal polls, and they don't share with those with anybody except the big dollar donors. And so whatever those are showing them, that's how they're going to behave, you know. So if you wanted to get a pretty good idea of where politics is actually going, just look at the money. So Kamala Harris got like 250 mil out of the gate. And for an election that's this hype, that has this many people this passionate, although, you know, for most of us, we just feel pretty exhausted. 250 is a piddling sum. You know, if people really, and when I say people, I mean like the DNC, big dollar donors, people who have a lot of influence and friends and a lot of money. If they really thought she was going to win, you wouldn't be seeing 250 out of the gate. You'd be seeing like 350, 450, 550 isn't even out of the question. So it doesn't sound like people have a ton of faith in her. The other thing is that, again, first woman president, that's a big deal. You would think you would see a lot of celebrities kind of lining up around her, showing up to her, you know, rallies and doing concerts and fundraising and all things like this, but that isn't happening either. Most big celebrities are kind of avoiding her. Some have endorsed her, but you would expect to see like Beyonce and all these other people doing concerts for her and showing up, and none of them are. She's gotten some endorsements. I think she got endorsed by Katy Perry or Taylor Swift or something. But that was like a very distant thing. I was like, yeah, sure, you know, it was kind of like a box checking thing. I think she only did it because there was an AI video of her saying that she supported Donald Trump. So that's something you wouldn't expect to see if everything was going well in Harrisland. You know, a thought occurs. It would be deeply ironic if Harris won using Hillary's old 2016 strategy, or if Donald Trump won using Joe Biden's old 2020 strategy. Anyway. So Donald Trump is kind of up in his feelings a bit over Joe Biden not being his opponent anymore. I mean, he was cruising to a pretty easy win over him. Not as easy as people think. I think it would be a lot closer, actually, if he had Joe Biden had stayed in. Just because he's been around forever, he did have some pretty hardcore supporters, particularly older supporters. You know, he's been around in politics for decades. And I don't know if Kamala has those voters. I don't know if they all converted over to her banners. But yeah, he's a bit in his feelings over the loss of Joe Biden as his debate or his opponent. He's being outspent 3-1, and regardless how you feel about that guy, never count that guy out, ever. You know what I mean? Like he's that guy who's gonna jump off the top rope with a chair at the last minute. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how things are going on that front, and I know it's got a lot of people really riled up and all that, but I don't think that this election, all the pressure and all the polarization, all the people kind of going crazy over it, is as big as a lot of people think it is. Neither of these people caused all of our problems, like the long-term problems with housing and social mobility and health insurance and all that kind of stuff. Neither of them caused that. And neither of them, I don't think, have like a magic solution to all that stuff. So I think that people getting all worked up about it, and like they're cutting off their family members, they're screaming at people and all that. And I know, you know, passions run high, but this isn't right. This feels like the end of something. This whole era of politics feels like the end of something, not the beginning of something new. Maybe there's some stuff that points to that, but not really. So I think if you're saying, you know, oh, the country is going to end or democracy is over when one of these people wins, I think you need to take a step back and really think about it, because it kind of sounds like you're full of shit. The sun will rise tomorrow. This country will still be here with the same problems we had before. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll be worse. That's a matter of opinion. I will stop to talk about people who are really worried about Project 2025. Kind of explain that real quick. So there is this group of people called the Heritage Foundation. They're one of these think tanks supported by old money, you know, billionaire families that have been in conservative politics or liberal politics forever. I think the progressive version is called CAP, Center for American Progress, and the liberal version is called the Brookings Institution. So they've been around a long, long time. They have a lot of money. And so the Heritage Foundation used to do like Reagan politics and Mitt Romney politics and George Bush politics, either of them, both of them. And that kind of fell out of style. So their relevancy and their funding was at stake. You know, it was going to dry up. People were going to start shifting their dollars somewhere else. So they put this together. They jumped onto the MAGA train instead. And this is kind of feels like try hard stuff. I'm not saying Donald Trump wouldn't do it. I'm not saying that wouldn't be the policy of his administration. I just want people to not be so scared of it. This is an old money institution that's decades and decades old, trying to reach for relevancy again and be on top of the conversation again. And you're probably going to see similar stuff come out of CAP or Brookings later on. So I don't want people, just don't want people to be scared all the time about it. You know, hopefully during our little talk, our little conversation, one-sided though it may be, we've learned a little bit about this and hopefully a little bit less afraid, a little bit less worried about this. And I just want you to remember that this too shall pass. Like, this era is passing away, and these politicians, these people, they're going to be out of our lives in 4 years or 8 years. But the people who love us, people we love, are going to be there, you know, regardless. And no matter how you feel about the next 4 years or whatever, just remember that the sun is going to rise, and it's going to be weird for a while, but I think we're going to be all right. It's going to be a fight, but we're going to be all right. All right, well, this has been me, and this has been my podcast, and I'm signing off. Good night, good luck, and God bless. I'm out. Oh, and if you could, please remember to like and share and subscribe. All right.